Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at Condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
This is Northwest News on KNKX. Halloween is Monday. The holiday itself goes back centuries, but the way it's celebrated with costumes and candy is largely an American invention. This week on Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Bremley says the way we celebrate Halloween is starting to catch on elsewhere. He spoke to 88.5's Ed Ronco via Skype.
Is the Bremley household one that gets excited for Halloween?
Yes, the answer is yes. We went out and bought pumpkins the other day. I still have kids. They're not that young anymore, but they still like to carve pumpkins, and they certainly like to go out and trick-or-treat.
So we're talking a little bit this week, Matthew, about Halloween around the world. It traces back to some actually ancient traditions.
Some historians think that it dates back all the way to Celtic times. So we're talking about at least 1,000 years before Christ. And it was this holiday that straddles fall and the winter, so the days are getting darker. And one, you know, place that we know very close to home here is in Mexico, where they celebrate the Day of the Dead. November 1st, of course, is All Saints Day in the Catholic world. So if you're in Spain or the Philippines or Poland or Mexico, that's a huge day. And then the Day of the Dead is November 2nd. And for people that have grown up along, you know, with Halloween in their lives, if you're in Mexico, it will kind of have that feeling, that Halloween feeling, because people are dressed as skeletons. And it's actually a World Heritage event now. It's actually the United Nations thinks of it as is so unique and incredible in Mexico that it's actually kind of like a protected, respected event.
When you've traveled around the world, Matthew, have you seen Halloween catching on in places where maybe we wouldn't necessarily expect?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that, because when I went to school in the mid-1980s in Copenhagen, Denmark, no one knew what Halloween was. I mean, it was really, you know, I've probably spent 15 Halloweens overseas. And gradually, especially throughout the mid-1990s, it just took off. And I think the explanation here is it's Hollywood. I mean, it's the exportation of American traditions.
If we wanted to go experience a Halloween that was maybe a little different than the United States, where would you send us?
Go to London and go to Covent Garden, central London on Halloween night. I mean, that is a trip.
What happens?
Oh, it's really just an excuse for everyone to get into fancy dress, as they say, and party as hard as they can. And the party dress is really quite funny. And it's really taking off in a place like Paris. I was in Paris with Dana a couple of years back, and I wanted to get her a pumpkin head. I thought, oh, this is important. You know, we're going to celebrate this in a romantic way. We'll get a good bottle of Cote de Rhone. We'll go to the hotel room. We'll carve a pumpkin. We'll put it on the ledge of the hotel room. They're sold at high-end garden stores. So when I'm used to buying a pumpkin for, what, $4 to $8, there the pumpkin was pre-carved by an artist and was 65 euros, so nearly $100 at the time. And I was trying to tell the person selling to me, no, you don't get it. You're not supposed to have someone carve it for you. You're supposed to go home with like a butter knife and just massacre the thing. So it's really fun to watch how it's being interpreted worldwide, but really what it's becoming, just a massive party.
How do you feel about that? I mean, as you look around the world and see kind of the exportation of a little bit of our culture to places that hadn't experienced Halloween in, you know, decades prior.
You know, I certainly don't mind this part of American culture being transported overseas, because really it's being adopted in their own way. And it's just an excuse for a party and for people to release some steam. So the party aspect of any celebration is always welcome. But the commercialization that you see across the globe of certain things, whether it's, you know, to a lesser extent, Halloween or Christmas, I think that a lot of people really object to that.
All right. Matthew Bremley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
And happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Matthew Bremley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week here on KNKX. You can hear previous editions of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.
Everybody make a scene, trick or treat.
Till the neighbors gonna die of fright. It's so tall.